The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Sipple, you are an idiot.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Early Break on the Ticket. First hour sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Learn more about job openings at GainaTrucking.com. Segment number two, taken care of and presented by our friends at Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. We'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any of your in-season seed needs, find your nearest Bex Hybrid seed representative at BexHybrids.com. Sipple had the Bex jacket on before he unveiled
this
stylish polo.
Jacket. I love when you wear that, Steve. It does. It's a very good looking jacket.
Well, thank
it
you.
Is. It's thank a zip you. Up.
I, it I, is. I got full
the
zip.
Everything. Well, Sonny got it from the gift store in Indiana, which was very nice. Also, they have set up out at Bex. They have, you know, those waffle makers you have like at the Holiday Inn Expresses or the breakfast of that.
Those, the big cast iron ones.
The big cast iron ones like that. They've got six of them set up.
Wow.
So when you whip in to get your seed right there, come on in and make yourself a waffle. And they got them all set up. And they have bacon also. So it's just waffle and bacon. That's it.
Ooh.
But you kind of whip your
own
up.
Gotta make your own waffle.
Yeah, get it all set and ready
it's
to go.
It's not easy to make those waffles.
No.
Swim, I know you're good at that. I know you're good at that.
What's so difficult about
it? Oh, come on, Bill, help me out.
You got to flip. There's a lot. Every time you look at it, when you walk by, when you use it, it's a disaster.
It can be a disaster.
It can get on the sides.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can just botch it. I've botched it.
Not when it's time.
I've botched it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to respectfully disagree.
Where did we cover that game in Memphis? This was a funny moment. I remember. Just give me a second here. Humor me. I was down in the breakfast area, and I met a distant relative who had his son sitting there.
A distant relative?
Yeah, a 15-year-old. This 15-year-old was
from
sitting
Genoa.
There.
From Genoa?
No, they were from Omaha. And okay. They're eating breakfast, and I said to the 15-year-old, oh, you got a waffle? He goes, yeah, I made it. I go, you did good on it. He goes, yeah, I've been thinking about it all night.
Thinking about it all night.
It stuck with me.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, they have.
Yeah. Anywho.
Just get to Bex, load your truck up with some corn seed, and then get yourself a waffle and get out there and get going. There's maybe some storms coming on Thursday.
Ooh, are there?
And there's some potential storms coming through on Thursday potential. So get that stuff in the ground. We should be rolling out there. Should be some diesel fuel getting burned up.
Nice. Sunny. Sunny's going to come and see us in August.
In August, yes. Sunny, we'll go out there and do live. He's also going to come in studio.
Oh,
There you go.
I don't know. I mean, Matt Rhule was here, but I don't think it was as big a deal as Sonny Beck.
Yeah. Can you imagine the viewership?
No.
I think it's Sonny.
We won't be second place anymore. Hello. Hello.
Once again, so shout out to our friends at BecksHybrids.com. Real quickly here, CJ Wilcher commits to Texas A&M.
Wow.
Leaves Nebraska for one final season and lands with the Aggies. In what feels like a very interesting fit. And the reason I say that is
why
CJ at times struggled to find playing time if he wasn't shooting the three-point shot well. The SEC, we know it, a very athletic conference. We saw it in the NCAA tournament against Texas A&M.
That was a nine seed.
Yes, against Texas A&M. And so as the pickup is, and I know Texas A&M was one of the teams in on CJ Wilcher from the moment he entered the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Struggles at times to defend, struggles at times to sometimes move laterally. But if he can shoot the three-point shot, we saw what type of player he can be.
They just brought him in
but
to shoot
threes. But that's what
it is. They brought him in to shoot threes. Don't overthink it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. Because he's not, he didn't, he looked like a fish out of water in the game at Texas A&M. Because they were very athletic. And if you were not very athletic in that game, it was trouble. He can shoot the three. That's what he's going there for. He won't be a starter. I doubt.
No, I'd be shocked if that was the case.
I don't think he's a specialty player. Yeah. He can shoot it. I've said it on our show to Bill and Jake. He's got a beautiful shot. And he shot 39% from the three-point line this year. It's not bad.
That's a pretty good percentage. Yeah. You'd like to. I wonder where he was post-Wisconsin, because everybody knows the Wisconsin game here at home. He was huge for the comeback. After that, I'm probably wrong, but I don't remember anything.
No, you're correct.
I really don't. There's nothing that sticks in my head from watching every game. He hit a couple, but I'm saying it was like you're always like he was involved in the game.
Well, in that first half of the season, it was this, man, bring CJ off the bench. He provides that spark, especially
he did
in that time when Eli Rice, who was an exciting freshman at the time, didn't jump off the stat sheet, but you got excited when Eli Rice went into the game because Eli was athletic. He was young. There showed potential. You were excited for the future with him. CJ Wilcher came in, and it was like, okay, he's going to drain a couple of threes. Nebraska, if they're down by five, it's going to be up by one by the time CJ gets out. He made his impact in the game and scoring, certainly. But then to your point, Bill, after that Wisconsin game, he kind of tailed off towards the second half of the season.
And I would imagine it wasn't as much tailed off as much as it was attention.
Bingo.
From the attention from the other team. It's like, hey, the attention from the other team is hang on a second here. We're not letting this get loose. And they didn't. They were able to do it. Like I said, in the NCAA game against A&M, we had 2 points late in the game.
2 points late in the game. And in a Big Ten, those teams know they can defend. The Big Ten's a little offensively challenged, but all those teams can defend. Now, so to review, Jamarcus Lawrence went to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Eli Rice went to Penn State.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which I would like to talk about that one for a moment as well. Eli Rice, that one surprises me more than CJ Wilcher.
Why is that?
Because Penn State isn't on the up and up. If Micah Shrewsbury...
On the up and up, are they doing something
Micah Shrewsbury.
On the lowdown?
Micah Shrewsbury's not there anymore.
On the okay. DL?
It's Mike Rhodes, who's the former VCU coach.
Right.
But they, like...
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys this.
What are you getting at, Swim?
Yeah. Are we transitioning to a point to where Fred Hoiberg has realized with Eli Rice and with other guys potentially in the past and the way the college basketball is, that even if guys aren't ready, you need to play them to keep them on your roster? Hmm. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Kind of. I mean, like...
Eli Rice was going to be a part of this basketball team and plan going forward.
Was he going to be a starter, though?
He got banged up this year.
Was he going to be a starter?
Well, I think that's certainly not, not over Juwan Gary.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. I don't think you're wrong, but I don't know if he's going to be a starter. I don't know if kids are asking coaches, am I going to be a starter? And if the answer is, I don't know, they leave. You know, I don't know. I don't know why he would go to Penn State. Okay, what you're getting at is why Penn State and not Nebraska?
It's not close to home.
That's what you're getting.
I mean, he went to school at IMG as well. Mm-hmm. But so it's not a close to home proximity type of thing.
That's what you're getting at, though. Why Penn State and not Nebraska?
You don't look at me like,
well, Penn State, they're surely going to be a tournament team next year. You don't think that. They might be.
They don't really draw very well.
No.
I mean, we always talk about, oh, man, these players got to love playing in PBA. Maybe it's not that big a deal. I mean, think about that atmosphere. Then look at a Penn State game. It's not the same.
Texter texted in and said if he was any good, he wouldn't be at Penn State. The guy averaged 2.5 points per game. I mean, there's no sample size to go off of.
Just the Iowa game where he went off a little bit. He went off in Iowa City.
And you could see the athleticism as well from Eli Rice. Lengthy dude as well.
It's curious.
That's where it's like, you know, obviously the Jamarcus Lawrence one is okay. It's a step down maybe in competition closer to home.
He's from New Jersey. He's going to Rhode Island.
Yeah, as a Jersey guy, closer to home. Okay, well, we could chalk that one up with. But man,
isn't, when you say closer to home, it is, but it isn't. It's not really? Like it's not just like yeah, my you know from New Jersey, my whole family can get here for a Tuesday night game. No, they can't.
They can't. See, I've never been to Rhode Island. What are we talking about?
No, it's a ways. And this, I'm just understand that the difference in traffic is so ridiculous. I mean, it's bizarro world. What traffic is really? Like on.
See, I've never dealt with.
Yeah, and so that. Yes, it's closer, but I there's not a part of me that goes, yeah, that way my parents can see me play every game. No, they won't. It'd be very difficult. Also, I can't imagine right now that Eli Rice went to Penn State and the Penn State fan base is like, all right, man. Right now they're like going, what is this? Who are you bringing in? They'll look at the numbers and go 2.1 game?
And it's hard to imagine Rhodes telling him, oh, you're going to be a starter here.
That's my point. So maybe that wasn't going to be the case in Nebraska, but is that going to be a case at any Power 5 spot?
I wouldn't think so.
That's just where it's...
I was curious.
It just goes back to the what advice are college athletes in general, not even just Eli Rice, not just CJ Wilcher, just college athletes in general, where are they getting their advice from?
Probably pretty simple, but don't have any insight on it, but probably pretty simple. He came from IMG. He probably had an NIL package. This is what it's going to be. The NIL package next year will not be the same. It will be less.
That could easily be one of them
because it could be, you know, maybe Fred feels that they, you know, with that money spent, we can go out and get somebody else, a different player. Could have been a waiver wire situation. But I really doubt that he got bumped and then left.
I don't know.
There's not a chance where he's like, well, okay, we had this NIL deal. Now we're going to give you some more. Mm-hmm. And then, no, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you know what you find? Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, either of you. You don't find a lot of CJ Wilcher goes to Texas A&M and explains why. Eli Rice goes to Penn State and explains why. Yeah. You don't get a lot of explanation in these things.
No.
You know, it'd be sort of interesting to ask Eli Rice why Penn State over Nebraska. What does Penn State have that Nebraska doesn't have? Because the answer would be nothing.
It comes down to a conversation behind closed doors.
Yep.
That's what it has to be.
Yep.
And that's not a negative thing.
Maybe. No.
But it had to be. There's no way he felt great about it.
I wouldn't think so.
Would not have. You leave for Penn State.
Penn State. They don't even have that. Yeah. Nebraska's tradition of basketball is it's not good. Neither is Penn State. Yeah.
I watched the Texas A&M Nebraska game, and if somebody had told me that Wilcher was gonna get picked up by A&M, I would be floored.
You'd have laughed.
I'd be floored. I'm watching them. I'm like, I don't see where that would have that would have floored me. That's where he's going.
It didn't seem like a fit. Is why
no.
Right?
No, it didn't.
Wiltshire's now this comes off this segment, guys. Comes off like we're bashing Wiltshire. No, we're not. Wiltshire's a shooter. He's a good shooter. And he can do a little bit more than that, by the way. He's pretty good around the rim. He's crafty. He's got a man's body. He's strong around the rim. He's not a leaper, but he can get inside and do some damage. So, but he just doesn't defend, and A&M defends.
Yeah,
that's a buzz.
There's no way you would have said like that's probably where he ends up at.
No.
No chance.
Nope.
It's interesting. Yeah. Buzz sees, well, you know what Buzz sees, a guy who can light it up.
Yeah.
And they didn't, well, they lit it up against Nebraska from the outside. They did.
Yeah,
but they didn't do that all year.
They didn't do it at all. Remember, the big thing we talked about before the game was they can't shoot.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't
remember
shoot.
Remember that? They were a text line? They can't shoot.
They missed a lot, but they got a lot of offensive rebounds. Yeah.
But then against Nebraska, well, down the stretch, like the last four or five games, they started shooting.
The entire SEC tournament.
Yeah,
it was the entire SEC tournament. So, yeah, just a couple interesting thoughts there. Once again, thanks to Bex Hybrids as well. Visit them online, BexHybrids.com. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills, it's a Bugaboo Tuesday.
It's my favorite day.
Here it is. So, Song of the Day. So, get the keyboard fingers ready. And Bill's Thrills coming up next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.